With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
You're all worthless and weak. No, I love you all. Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Rich Hornberger is in for Jason Smith tonight. Smith taking in some soccer. I want to believe that he's there with a large group of people making a fool of himself, gluttonizing on nachos and spilling cheese all over a freshly bought T-shirt that he claims is vintage. You know it's true if you're a longtime listener of the show. And how about a Fresca if you want to mock him? You want to talk to me at Swollen Dome. Talk to Rich at Hornberger. Hornberger. Mornings in San Diego. Sunday mornings here with Steve Hartman. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Following me and Bucky Brooks. Waxing poetic on all things in the sporting universe. And Steve Hartman telling you all about his life. And making you want to go to confession for him.
Yes. Yeah.
That's an accurate depiction, I think.
Well, if Steve Hartman is anything, he's an honest man and to a fault.
I was going
to
say, I don't know that the term honest to a fault has ever been more appropriately applied.
I mean, the stories that he's willing to share with me, that, you know, there are times where I say to him, like, have you ever told anybody else that story ever? And he'll say, as a matter of fact, I think no. You're the first one. And I mean, you know, I guess there's a point in life, and he's talked about this openly, where you just don't care what anybody thinks of you anymore. You're going to live your life the way you want to live. And he loves doing three things. And we can talk about two of them.
That is very well put. Very well put, even on a Friday night. Rich, knowing where that line is. Not a lot of offside calls and false starts for you, Rich Hornberger, let me tell you.
The mind wanders. No, I'll tell you this. I love our crew, our weekend crew up at the National. I love running to you and Bucky on my way out, especially the fact that Bucky Brooks so generously brings in donuts weekend.
Yeah, just about every weekend. But what's great about it is he does it from different places, too.
Yeah,
it's like the box of chocolates in Forrest Gump. You don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic. And he has good taste in donuts, which is important. Yeah, you don't realize how important that is until somebody starts plying you with them weekly. And then you think to yourself, well, this guy understands what an assortment's supposed to look like.
Well, since it is a holiday weekend, I said it was my turn. So I've got my place picked out.
Wow.
You'll just have to wait and see where they come from. Hey, if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so from now, we'll head out to Las Vegas, talk about the silly season in the NBA. Early odds in the NFL and some of the fun based on what we're tracking there with our buddy Todd Furman, who joins us each and every week on the program, kind of give us his time and a little insight on where your fun dollars should go if you're trying to look into the larger sporting universe. And, of course, what USC and UCLA's move to the Big Ten means for, 2022 football. Because there's going to be some ramifications there in short order. We'll talk about that. But story that I saw that I thought was kind of cool is Travion Williams of the Cincinnati Bengals is looking to, become a professor of sorts. He's returning to Texas A&M along with sports attorney Alex Sinatra to teach a course at the university's law school for student athletes and law students about NIL.
Huh.
Now, we've seen bits and pieces of this, right, of trying to build up little cohorts within colleges, right, getting alumni, maybe staffing new people. We wonder how much it's affecting older coaches on their decisions maybe to step away, right? Jay Wright, maybe yep. Coach K a little bit, right? Age and the success that he's had and saying, you know what, I'm done, I've had enough. But, you know, in a truth serum moment, might 1% of that pie be, I don't want to deal with that, right? That's speculative, of course, so, you know, don't write me up that I'm making an allegation of Coach K's decision process, but we're all reasonable people. We could all go through the checks and balances, and if you've been doing something the same way for 40-plus years and suddenly they tell you to do something else, you might tell them to beat it. My grandmother, up until she was in her mid-80s, was working part-time at a medical supply company. Did everything on typewriters, all paper copies. As soon as they said exclusively she had to go to the computer, she said, beat it.
Yeah.
And that was the retirement. It's like, I'm not doing that.
When your job and your role in that job fundamentally changes, you know, we're not talking about added responsibilities. We're not talking about, hey, you know, could you cover this shift? And you're just doing the same thing but for longer. We're talking about fundamentally, foundationally, the earth moving underneath your feet and then having somebody walk into your office and say, hey, this is the way we're doing it now. For now on, we're not sports talk radio. We're switching to country music. You know,
I'm ready. I'm getting ready to go to a Zac Brown Band concert, Rich. I'll report live from there at Wrigley Field a week from Saturday.
You got the jump on all of us. But
I even had the hat to go with it. Let's go.
It's just one of those things where people, and this is just everybody, not college basketball coaches like the couple examples there. This is everybody. You get used to a certain set of responsibilities. And again, going back to age, you get to a certain age in a job or a certain level of accomplishment in a job. And you say, you know what? I'm just not going to do that. So I quit.
I'm done with this. I you know, maybe it's a change in responsibilities. I know a bunch of folks in our business at one point, folks were saying, hey, you've got to do blogs or, you know, we need a free podcast on top of what you're doing in your normal day-to-day work. And a lot of them at the time said, nope, not doing that.
Yeah.
They regretted it because, you know, it ended up becoming a hard line in some of their jobs. But even simple things like that, hey, you need to get on Twitter. You need to embrace Instagram, all of those things. They're not necessarily suggestions. It's all right, the world of consumption is changing. How do we go with it? That's particular to our business. Whatever you do out there, we do appreciate you wherever you're listening, however you're listening. Terrestrial radio, local affiliates, we're at 400 plus, and we appreciate you all. Thanks to the program directors and you all for your support. The iHeartRadio app. And myriad ways. I mean, there's so many different ways to get the program. But whatever you do in your jobs, you know it. There's some piece of it that you look at and go, man, this really, one more change to this and I'm done.
Right.
You might not be able to do anything about it, but at least in your brain, it's that, man, you know, they just keep changing the game on me.
Well, and slow changes are easier to deal with. Like, I'll give you an example of something that over the course of my life just slowly revolved toward the world that we're in now. And I remember it when I was a kid watching my mom balance her checkbook, right? She would sit down. Usually it was a weekly event. And her and my dad, usually my mom, but her and my dad would discuss finances. And she would write down all the checks that she wrote, and you had the little carbon copy, you know, and that's how we paid our bills. And that's how, you know, you paid the deli down the road sometimes would accept checks, you know, and that was the standard. And that's what I grew up watching. And then as I was getting into high school, debit cards became a lot more popular and online bill pay started becoming a lot more popular. It was a slow transition away from paper checks into what we now know is almost like this invisible currency. Like we all use plastic and, you know, a lot of us don't even receive bills in the mail anymore. It's all in your email. It's all if you check your statements online, all that stuff. And it was a slow progression. So everybody had some time to wrap their heads around it. But in the case of, like, for example, in college football, you know, UCLA and USC all of a sudden in the middle of the night, it seems, they up and they join the Big Ten. You're just like, whoa.
Moving like, in plain sight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not quite moving from Baltimore with a moving truck. Or I should say from Indianapolis to Baltimore.
Right, with the Mayflower truck.
Yeah, that's truck. It's not quite that obvious. Hey, there's a truck leaving. What's going on there?
Yeah, why? Where are they going?
I'm still just incredulous that nobody at the top of the Pac-12, even in a change of leadership or other teams, had an inkling or will go on record to say, yeah, we knew this was going and they went behind our backs in this alliance and blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know what's shocking about – more shocking than even that. Like, you know, Mike, we are surrounded by people in this industry who – it's their job.
Yeah.
They literally get paid to get scoops.
And all the other folks that claim how connected they are.
Right. Or look, some people are more believable than others. Some people are getting the actual dish and the other people are just retweeting. But there are people who get paid, not only get paid, but get paid handsomely to have their fingers on the pulse of everything that's going on behind the scenes. What's so bizarre about this story didn't even get leaked publicly before it was officially announced. I mean, it was hours before this was already being tweeted about by UCLA and alumni were getting emails sent to them and USC and, hey, fight on, Big Ten style. You know, there. And then Kevin Warren, the commissioner, calling a press conference to say, welcome, UCLA, the Bruins and Trojans, a proud tradition here in the Big Ten. It's just, it's bonkers that nobody had the scoop. But these things that are happening right now, they're coming out of nowhere, and there are so many FBS schools that nobody knows where the next move is going to come. Now, after moves happen, corresponding moves will occur. So, you know, Texas OU, all of a sudden you knew, like, okay, you know, maybe the Big 12 is going to start poaching some group of five teams. Maybe the Big 12 is going to go after some of these other conferences and poach their mid-tier talent to supplant what Texas and OU was for them. You could see that potentially happening in the Pac-12. But, to your point and building on it, it's bizarre that this story didn't get leaked sooner than just mere hours before it was consummated.
Yeah, I always enjoy when stories are able to be kept close to the vest.
Yeah.
There just seemed to be too many moving parts here, right? A lot of speculation of what the next domino was going to be after Texas and Oklahoma, but no specificity, right? A lot of speculation, obviously, about Notre Dame because, well, that's what we do, and we've been doing that since I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Right, growing up in Chicago was, well, yeah. Will they ever join the Big Ten? What's the deal? Blah, blah, blah. So when they did the ACC for so many things and then back to the Big Ten for hockey, that, you know, you raised an eyebrow going, okay, football makes a lot of money trading on history, as we talked about yesterday. But to bring it full circle back to Travion Williams and this, I'm intrigued to hear, you know, how this develops because all schools are trying to deal with this at some level. Right. Obviously, more money flowing at some of these larger institutions. And that's why we're talking about the Big Ten and SEC at such a level. Right. Because they become the dominant players in the sports. And well, now we'll say, all right, you can come through the velvet rope and enter our clubs and reap the benefits with the rest of our, you know, member schools. Williams in this podcast, you know, direction NIL is going. And obviously now that athletes can capitalize off their name, image, and likeness, from a law standpoint, there has to be someone that represents them.
Yep.
And nods to Ms. Sinatra. Someone who understands the ins and outs when it comes to constructing contracts and doing all the little minute details within the middle of it. And that's important for a million reasons. But obviously, when we talk about the transfer portal and recognizing what you've signed on for, right? Not just your scholarship and, oh, I'm going to upset coach and these people that recruited me and the alumni base is going to get mad at me and start getting after me on Twitter. No, you might have signed a deal with a local business where now there's an issue.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
no, and that's the secondary part of this that we're just starting on.
Yep. And I'm glad that somebody's getting ahead of it on the player protection side because, look, you know, for as many people out there who are willing to say, look, these young athletes, they're so selfish, they're getting a free tuition, how dare they? There's a lot of those people. There's a lot fewer of the people out there going, geez, you know, all of these student athletes have been underpaid for decades and decades and decades now, even with a full ride to a tuition to some of the most prestigious schools that are playing big-time college football and affording the ability to have full scholarship athletes on their roster. I mean, they're providing, in many cases, tens or hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue over the course of their career at these universities. And they're getting what, you know, $150,000 to $250,000 tuition scholarship paid. I mean, don't get me wrong. That's nothing to turn your nose up at. I mean, that's good money if you can get it. But it's, first of all, degree isn't what it used to be. And second of all, I mean, again, when you compare it to the amount of money these schools are making, it's just ludicrous. And then so, yeah, of course, I'm a fan of players getting paid for the first time, but I'm also a fan of them learning about it and doing it responsibly and having some guardrails put in place from a legal standpoint so they don't get hurt by this circumstance. And so you don't have those tragic stories that prove everybody's point that, yeah, they shouldn't have ever gotten their name, image, and likeness money because look at these guys who are getting distracted with it. It's like, no. If you educate them how to do it carefully, how to do it safely, then you're not going to have those problems and everybody can go home happy. We'll see if it works though. I'm curious if there's going to be more people out there who are going to dive into this type of work to help protect players against the perils that are out there.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
And I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Rich Hornberger in for Jason Smith tonight. Jason will be back with me on the Dan Patrick Show early on Monday morning. Find me next 6 a.m. Sunday morning alongside Bucky Brooks and, of course, Rich and Steve Hartman after that show concludes, getting you into your sporting day on this holiday weekend as you're out and about. He'll be on from 10 a.m. Pacific till 2 p.m. Pacific time while we filibuster. What's going on with the Instagram stories? I mean, and what's the weekly food challenge? Like, what did they give you a budget, or are you coming out of pocket to gluttonize?
Oh, no. Yeah, we're coming out of pocket and just touring around San Diego. The weekday show in San Diego is called the Hartman and Rich O Show. And so what we do is we hit the road once a week. We try some of the local fare. You know, we'll stop by a restaurant, give a little love, give a shout out, eat some food. And we post it to the TikTok, to the Instagram. That's how we roll.
The TikTok kid. There you go.
Yeah, man.
I dig that. You know, Tyson's trying to teach me how to use that stuff. So
it's good stuff.
We'll be on there soon, much to the chagrin of my teenage daughters.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have to share that space too. Sorry, kids.
Well, I mean, they're not posting. They just view.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if they are posting, they're under aliases that I've not yet discovered.
Yeah.
Of course, I got to be honest. I haven't spent a lot of time looking because they're very easily embarrassed by me in public. Generally, you know, the public acts of anything, right? You start singing out loud as you're on a hike, they get mad and run the other way. You start singing along when you're at a concert, they're looking the other way.
Yeah, they're embarrassed.
We had a good one at Aerosmith a couple of years ago. I just saw the report that Steven Tyler is out of rehab, and they're looking to get back to their dates that are on the calendar. Aerosmith celebrating, what is it? Got to be 50 years at this point plus in terms of their celebratory and world dominance. But we were at a concert in Vegas. They were doing it at a really sweet show. It's only like 5,000, the residency they were doing. And at one point, there was a bit of music, and it was like, all right, encouraged to try to sing along. Well, I did. And I hit the notes.
Dream on.
Quite to the dream on phase of things, but I forget which song it was, but I hit the notes, and I had people looking around and like applauding in the section going, oh my God. And the guy next to my older daughter goes, wow, he can really sing. It's like, and he's not even drunk. Like, that's the next line from the kid, which is great. All right, joining us on the hotline as he does each and every week, the Bet the Boar podcast is where you find him. You hear him here, CBS Sports, and all over the place, at Todd Furman on Twitter, our buddy Todd Furman. How you doing, buddy? What's going on?
I'm good, gentlemen. How are you guys holding up this fine Friday?
Oh, we're just cruising along. Big holiday weekend ahead. I'm sure a lot of folks coming in to sweat in Las Vegas and maybe get some money down on Pac-12 futures for the 2022 season.
Yeah, they'll take advantage of any Pac-12 bets they can get now. Obviously, going to look like a lot different landscape if they're looking to try and bet football futures about 2 years from now, especially as the West Coast is concerned.
As you look at the numbers and odds here the last couple days, Todd, I mean, what are the ramifications? What's the buzz there in Vegas, at least short term, as to how this current season's going to play out?
Yeah, it doesn't change the dynamic whatsoever. I think when you look at it, it's obviously much bigger for the college football landscape as a whole. But as far as betting implications, it doesn't change the way people are approaching UCLA or USC's football season going forward. It doesn't change how they see the pecking order in the Pac-12 or the Big Ten. So it's business as usual from the sports betting perspective. And I think the biggest question all of us have is what the travel toll will take on these teams that are making a number of trips from the West Coast to the East Coast, roughly 2,000 miles at minimum, over the course of a 12-game regular season. So we know it's all about the almighty dollar, and the conference and these institutions will benefit immensely. We'll be able to see what kind of impact it has in terms of on-field football product a couple of years when this whole thing actually takes shape, and we're talking about on-field activities.
Todd, before we add on the program here, I was just checking over some of the NBA free agency and trading odds. It's amazing what you can bet on these days, but this is the offseason of the NBA. You have to capitalize on this action because there's so much interest in this. It's a soap opera that you can actually spend money and win money on. So Kyrie Irving, right now the handle is hot for him to go to the Lakers. Is that a safe bet, or do you think there's a better player on the board?
Yeah, I mean, he's a heavy favorite to end up there. You're looking at some of the offshore books at right around -$3 for Kyrie to be wearing purple and gold this upcoming season. What I think is interesting is when you look at the odds for the Lakers to win the NBA championship, we've seen those numbers cut from 16 or 18 to 1 at some spots, as low as 10 to 1. I'm not sure Kyrie is the missing link, and granted, he realized basketball immortality when he was playing alongside LeBron James, but neither of them are spring chickens right now. And I think when you look at the potential layout of the Western Conference, the Lakers are still a cut behind. And as far as some of the other player movement that we've seen, the Suns number has been cut down considerably, 5.5 to 1 or thereabouts, for them to get out of the Western Conference amid speculation that KD ends up there. The Clippers numbers come down a shade with their acquisition of John Wall, which I think is fascinating, knowing that Wall hasn't played more than 40 plus regular season games since 2016. And then the big move today, as far as the Minnesota Timberwolves are concerned, they may think they found their missing link, giving up a laundry list of draft picks and some role players for Rudy Gobert, but odds makers not impressed. You didn't see much movement on the Timberwolves from about 40 to 1, and most books have held strong still at 40 to 1 for them to win the title.
It's an awful lot of stuff and assets to give up for a guy. You know, whenever it's 5 picks and people get excited, Todd, I just kind of chuckle going, yeah, let's see what those actually turn into. They're draft picks years from now.
Well, I think that's the big thing. I mean, if you're Minnesota, obviously, and you're making this deal, you're figuring those picks are going to be outside the top 20. And the way the NBA draft has gone over the last couple of years, it honestly feels like you're flipping coins after the top five to 10 picks. And I think more and more when you look across the sporting landscape, teams like the Golden State Warriors who built their dynasty in-house, it wasn't because they just had picks in the top five in the draft. It was doing their scouting, getting pieces that fit their system. And you even see that mold take hold in the National Football League where the Rams could care less about draft capital, trade some of your draft picks for proven assets, and begin to build some sustainability that way. And with some of the max deals we're seeing in the NBA, I think for me what's more fascinating is trying to figure out how Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert will work together. But you have to figure cat slots to the four, and for a guy who didn't really want to be a rim protector and a post defender, he can now be more of a perimeter threat offensively and allow Rudy to do the dirty work underneath.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about how these rights deals, that the networks are paying, the NBA, for example, just keep, astronomically increasing. $25 billion is the current rights deal for the NBA. Mike informed me that Adam Silver has said recently he thinks he can triple that. And my knee-jerk reaction was, well, that's all because gambling. The inclusion that gambling all of a sudden is having and sports betting is having inside of these leagues. You know, these leagues are hiring gaming analysts, and these leagues are having, you know, league-wide sponsorships with sports books and with casino partners and all those things. It just sort of feels like we're embarking on an age probably within this decade where we're going to see a live scroll of prop bets and, you know, halftime odds that you can bet on live in game with a companion app. And that's the reason why these networks are taking the risk of spending, potentially overspending near term, to make all that money back in the long term.
Yeah, I definitely think there's a lot of upside and opportunity to be realized for the leagues that want to be smart. They want to think outside the box and try and figure out unique ways that they can monetize their sporting event. And it's not so much the marquee games in the NBA playoffs and NBA finals, the Super Bowl, that sort of thing. It's, but how do you engage viewers on a Tuesday night for a regular season game in early December where most casual fans could care less about watching an NBA basketball game instead of doing a variety of other things? The one thing that I look at it from, you know, I guess a not so important partial observer standpoint, is I don't think any league has executed a strategy yet or even has the greatest ideas for how they're going to be able to maximize some of the revenue potential that comes from it. And that's TV networks that would fall into those buckets. It's leagues. They all think that they have the perfect formula, the holy grail for being able to achieve this. But the reality of it is, unless you want to bring in actual sports bettors and those folks who understand the mentality of a recreational bettor, I think they're going to continue to take swings. They're going to spend a lot of money, and more often than not, they're going to end up walking back to the dugout after a three-pitch strikeout.
All right, Todd, it's July 1st, so we celebrate Bonilla Day. First reference I've made to it all night because we talked about it last night and celebrated it East Coast style. But since it is only July 1st, you know, what's a guy to do if he's looking to find some betting action? Are you seeing action in baseball lines, USFL playoffs and championships,
UFC?
Money in the Bank from the WWE? What are we looking at?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned UFC, of course, a big title fight tomorrow night. You've seen Israel Adesanya take money, opening right around minus 350. His price upwards of $5. You've seen the under rounds prop also take some money, 4.5 shaded over, and that price has come down a little bit. Of course, when you look at some of the other fights on the card, no doubt that the Max Holloway-Alexander Volkanov fight will attract plenty of attention. And the one thing about UFC, given the price tags you see for some of the marquee fighters, is the recreational bettor loves the parlay favorite. So if you're the bookmaker, you just want one upset somewhere over the course of a Saturday night card, and it ends up making your day. But when you're looking elsewhere in the betting landscape, regular season baseball, you're going to have a number of folks firing into those numbers. USFL between Birmingham and Philadelphia, we'll see exactly what that does for betting handle. But the books that I've spoken to said most of the USFL action that they've taken all season has been from professional bettors, so it's not as though recreational folks are getting involved. And of course, plenty of on-track activities. Xfinity race tomorrow from Road America, and then when you shift gears to Sunday, you have the Cup race as well, and of course, IndyCar from Mid-Ohio. So there are plenty of secondary sports for folks that are looking to get their action fix in, but Jay should take advantage of this downtime, because 2 months from now, there'll be plenty of football to fill their weekend menus.
Is there any weird 4th of July prop bets that you can make? Like, and I'm asking this because I don't know the answer.
You
want honestly.
To bet on hot dog eating contests? Yeah, or
a hot dog eating contest, Nathan's. I mean, has there ever been a book that took handle on a fireworks display over under total time? You know, any weird, odd 4th of July betting that can go on, can go down?
Yeah, nothing so much in the way of fireworks or anything like that, but the hot dog contest has definitely taken on a life of its own in the betting community. And when you look at the over-under for Joey Chestnut, that price is set at 74.5. If you believe he's going to break his own personal record at 76.5, you can get a price right around plus $2 if you shop around. Ironically enough, one of the quote-unquote sharpest bets I've seen as it pertains to the hot dog festivities come Monday morning is Mieke Sudo under 49.5. We know she returns from maternity leave and not having competed last year, so we'll see if she's able to get to her high standards. But as ridiculous as it sounds, guys, we've seen a correlation between hot dog consumption and weather, and knowing it's supposed to be a little bit humid and sticky outside, it'll be a much different dynamic than the way these eaters have been able to perform in closed confines over the last couple of years.
There you go. We'll take the under. Nicely done, Todd.
That's amazing.
You love that, Rich. At Todd Furman, he gives you even the weather and how it's impacting your gluttony personally and where you can find some dollars at the Nathan's contest. Todd, you are the best. Nothing
hey,
stops you, brother.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen. Harm, best of luck with all your F1 picks. I know that's what you're looking for first thing Sunday morning.
Let's get it, buddy. All love, man. Thanks so much, as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health.
I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in, to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah. It's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar!
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex Dyshirt, our guy, our technical producer, obsessed with the burger. Drop that ears. There it is. And your surname of Ornberger, Rich Ornberger, in for Jason Smith tonight, the Jason Smith Show, with Mike Harmon here on Fox Sports Radio. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Exceptionally common sense. Discover. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Rich, what would you say if on a podcast, a top-notch, highly paid wide receiver says that his connection with his quarterback for this year, right, he just comes over on a huge contract, is going to be like Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman? How do you respond to that if you're a coach for, say, the Miami Dolphins, when Tyreek Hill says this about his relationship with Tua Tagovailoa?
This is why I think everybody should have a podcast. I mean, this is proof that everybody needs a podcast.
You know, I saw this on this documentary. I watched this on The Last Dance. It looked cool.
Yeah, it's look, Dennis Rodman, for those who, you know, the generation gap missed this little piece of NBA history, was one of the most interesting human beings to ever play sports. I mean, he was so unbelievably gifted and so unbelievably flawed and loved attention that the combination of those three things led to some of the most ridiculous antics played out. I mean, he would disappear at times. I mean, a lot of this was outlined in The Last Dance, but I can't even describe what it was like living through this, especially as a child, because I was a child of the 90s. I was born in 86. So the Bulls' years and their dominance in the East was ingrained in me growing up. Michael Jordan was my hero. I had Chicago Bulls bed sheets in New York.
You got any of the memorabilia still hanging around, Rich? Oh, anything survive the childhood?
If I find any, I'll share it with you, because I know you're into it. I don't know.
I was
if
more
I have
thinking that we
thing.
Could add to your kids' college funds. I was trying to help you out there, pal.
Yeah, like the pillowcase. Who would have known that all that stuff would matter so much these days?
No, that's it, right? The bed set would be worth money.
Crazy. It's crazy.
I have a box of Michael Jordan Valentine's cards if you need any.
No, there you go.
I bought it on eBay many years ago for like $2. So it's just sitting there.
This team, though, I mean, like, obviously they were at the top of the heap for years and years, and Rodman helped them to championships multiple. And in all of that, this is a long way to say Carmen Electra was sort of a fleeting love interest amid what was a – Well, how would you describe it? A ceaseless revolving door of scantily clad Hollywood women through his life during his time
at the
top?
Yeah, I mean, you had the Madonna experience, but yeah. Man, he actually married Elektra.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
So, I mean, you do have that going on for you.
It's true. Well, so maybe that's what he meant. So
yeah, it was
Tyreek
9 days.
Hill.
So what he's saying is it's going to be burned really bright for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill is saying that him and Tua, for maybe he just meant for this contract's length or until he gets a trade elsewhere, him and Tua are really going to hit it off.
I can't wait. So much to break down. NFL preseason and training camp and all of that, a couple weeks away, whetting your appetite here as we do on Fox Sports Radio. Rich, it's been a pleasure the last two nights. A lot of fun, great conversations, a lot of NBA. And
yeah.
And now we'll go and we'll stream things and we'll listen to Metallica songs and run into the holiday weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Happy 4th of July to everybody out there listening to us tonight. Be safe, be merry, but enjoy the BBQ and all the friends and family.
Be safe and take care of yourselves and each other. At Ornberger, find me at Swollen Dome. Brian No coming up next here on Fox Sports Radio.
The Burger!
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.